This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On this Valentine's Friday, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, Chris Ronji, all the girls you've loved before.
This is also a great day to find somebody new, you know?
Not to listen to.
No.
A new love?
Yeah, a new love.
Yeah.
When are you going to meet them, though? Because everybody that's out
not everybody.
Doing stuff is coupled.
Not everybody. There's a lot of screw Cupid parties out there.
Say what?
Screw Cupid.
Huh.
That means to hell with you, Cupid. We're going to go find some... The single meat goes out and finds other single meat. Huh. That's what it is. Hmm. Never heard of this?
M-E-A-T?
No.
Yeah. You meat, meat.
Careful.
A whole lot of meat running around out there.
There is.
I love meat, by the way. Speaking
oh,
of love,
meat, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
It really is.
Okay. I'm trying to decide here if we want to go to nominations or some political cases. John, let's get your thoughts on the Trump dropping the case against New York Mayor Eric Adams, and then also pardoning Blagojevich in Illinois. Both of those seem to be just straight-up political moves. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's right. And, the Justice Department are going to lose a lot of experienced prosecutors. It's clear. The New York office, Southern District of New York office, the lead prosecutor on the mayor's case has now resigned. So, you know, I don't like to see it. I don't like to see it.
Interesting, right? This guy's surrounding himself with a lot of Democratic losers. Rob Blagojevich, JFK, RFK. I don't get it. What Donald Trump's up to with these pardons makes no sense to me. The Adams thing is just... my question is, what happens when Donald Trump's no longer president?
Yeah.
Do people understand the consequences of where we're headed, that now somebody can go and violate the law and Donald Trump's going to give them a get-out-of-jail-free card? Someday it's going to be somebody else who's president.
Devil's advocate here. What if someone says, okay, fine, Trump dropped the case against Eric Adams. As you mentioned, some of the top prosecutors in New York have resigned because of that. How is this any worse than Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden, who was a wealthy tax cheat and a gun crime criminal, two things that Joe Biden said he was going after, and his preemptive pardons for members of his family, for Dr. Fauci and so forth?
Yeah, but this is a completely different story in the sense that that's his family, and there's really no excusing what Joe Biden's up to. And by the way, I think this argument that Donald Trump has where he wants to blame everything on everybody else who came before him, it's already starting to wear thin. Well, if it was Joe Biden, hey, you ran for president. You wanted to fix this Ukraine problem. Quit trying to say it was caused by somebody else and fix the doggone thing. You said you were going to bring prices of groceries down. Get to it. Quit blaming. But going to your – go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say the Biden pardons stink. And, you know, Tara, he was letting murderers walk out of prison. And, you know, it's all of it's emblematic of an executive branch that is completely unencumbered by any checks or balances in our system. And the judicial branch is attempting to hold into account the federal – the executive branch. We'll see if that works. I'm not so sure it will.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think the problem with what President Trump is doing with Eric Adams is it's predicated, at least if you read what's in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, on we're going to drop these provided he participates in some policy things. That's a violation of the law right there. If he wants to let Mayor Adams off the hook, he could do that with a pardon. To drop the charges is an insult to the people, by the way, that he appointed. The Southern Director of Manhattan, who resigned yesterday, upset about the instructions that they were given from the Justice Department, was appointed by Donald Trump. She's not some flaming liberal. This is some she clerked for Justice Scalia. And now she's the head of the FBI office and she's getting out because she's saying, no, wait, this is not what we intended. This is not a separation of our powers.
Is there a, and how much concern do you have about the people who are choosing to leave, whether it's the Department of Justice or any of these federal agencies, or people who are being replaced in federal agencies that may have not necessarily held the same politics as the president does? That there's a little bit of a... I've always thought that it's good we have so many people in government that it's good we have multiple different voices looking at things differently and not everybody's on the exact same page. I don't think everybody should be on the exact same page. So does it concern you that there's going to be less and less of that, it appears, as time goes on?
Yeah, and John can speak to the merit system, but the merit system was put in place to avoid this so that we wouldn't have these partisan shifts, etc. I just don't know what the damn if it ever gets rebuilt with what Donald Trump is breaking here in terms of, yeah, in the past we would scrape off the top 1 or 2% of the folks who made some political decisions. But it seems as though the intention here is for some purge of allegiance to Donald Trump. And we have a merit system that was to keep us from ever dealing with this so that we could have a functional government in transition and from administration to administration.
Yeah, in the early years of the country, every administration turned over the government. You know, now it wasn't nearly the size it is now, but it wasn't until the 1880s that we get the civil service reforms under, ironically enough, President Arthur, who came out of a political machine in New York. But it was Arthur that brought the civil service system in place for the federal government, and that system has been in place now for 140 years. So, it's what's happening to our institutions is they are being strained mightily in ways that they've never been before.
Are they recoverable?
Yes, I think so. But it will take some diligence, and it will take some real leadership. Now, I will say this.
And some backbone and spine from the party that knows that they're doing the wrong thing.
And I'll say this. One of the fundamental problems here, we talked about this the other day, guys, but we have done such a poor job of educating our citizenry about the valuable nature of the construction of the United States Constitution. People do not understand that our government was built because we have a fundamental understanding that people are going to pursue power. They're gonna be greedy, and that needed to be constrained. And so the government system was set up to constrain those, you know, evil tendencies that people, human beings, have, which is the beauty of it. Well, we're not teaching that to folks. Our government is designed not to do massive, big swings of policy this way and that way. It's designed to be slow and plodding, and that's by design.
But what's problematic on what you just said there, John, and that is that I have been on the brunt of the Republican Party for the last 2 and 3 decades who have demonized government, who have made – you're saying that we should be teaching them about the roles that government should play.
I'm talking about the structure.
Look at the actual campaigns. But the consequences of the rhetoric – look, it's in the White House now. There's this belief system that everything related to the government is bad. And so the fact that Donald Trump's just out there arbitrarily terminating pieces of government, people are embracing it because for 3 decades they've been told everything about government is bad.
I'm talking about the foundation of our governmental structure, not the policies of the government.
But when you have a man who's out there saying that all government is bad, you're talking about the policies and structure. He's demonizing and ruining and running over those structures.
And most people in this country don't appreciate what
because they've been conditioned
here.
And trained for the last 30 and 40 years that anything that was being done was going to be corrupt and wrong anyway. I mean, I think this is a consequence. Donald Trump is a consequence of the demonization of government that's come from the Republican Party. Now y'all have got this leader out there that you're not going to be able to control, who's going to actually be blowing up the very things that you care about.
Well, we'll find out.